This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a
polls, pundits, and politicians. We're doing something different tomorrow. Polls, pundits, politicians, fishing polls. We're going to do something totally different tomorrow. By the way, Judge Jeanine will be here tomorrow, so don't miss that. And also, the program will come to you live from the middle of Lake Michigan. Why are we doing that? I have no real explanation of that. I'm doing it because I can. And how else can I go fishing on a Friday on a charter boat trip and still work? Well, we decided we'd take the radio program to Lake Michigan. We're going to do that tomorrow. We're going to come out of the Lake Makatawa, out of Holland. We'll have our good friend, Mayor Mark of Hudsonville will be with us. We're going to have some good fun tomorrow. So don't miss that. And I invited some folks to go along. They just couldn't make time. But maybe next time. Maybe Congressman Tim Walberg could say, really, Gruber, you're going on a charter boat trip while you're doing the program? And I'd say, yes, sir. That's correct. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's good to be back, but man, I'm jealous now. You've got to come out to the Lake Erie and go out and get some walleye and perch as well.
I like that idea. Yeah. See, I figure if we're going to do fishing trips, we can do them around the state. It's a chance to talk about, well, you know, honestly, we talk about so many different things and what we lose sight of sometimes, and I know you don't because you talk about protecting the Great Lakes and, you know, investing in the Great Lakes, and I know that Congressman Bergman to the north has focused on the lock system at the Sioux and different things that impact the lakes and shipping and the environment and everything. And the best way to talk about that, in my estimation, is to go fishing. You see, but they are serious concerns.
A great train of thought, and I applaud you for being able to do something as productive as that and make it fit. And in Michigan, I don't think any of us will hold that against you because what a state we have and worth protecting and using appropriately as well, and you can do that, have environmentally sound state as well as a prosperous state and a state that can enjoy its life too. So all power to you.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, there's not a lot, as you well know, as you dwell inside the swamp on a daily basis, and you have to go down to the gym every morning to shower the swamp off, I think. But there are a few things in this world of everything being political that can actually be bipartisan. And right. Protecting the Great Lakes is one of those things.
It is one of those things, and delighted to work with my Democrat colleagues from the state of Michigan, but even more than that, from all of the Great Lakes states. We have a caucus that works together well and takes a look at things that are good and takes a look at things that can be better and then fight against things that are hurting our lakes. So Dale Kildee and I had an amendment put on just this week on a natural resources bill that goes after the grass carp, especially in Lake Erie Basin. And that's something we can work together. I have the secretary administrator of the EPA coming to Michigan in not too distant future. We'll be letting you know about that, but coming to look at the algae bloom situation as well as all the rest of the stuff that goes on the Great Lakes and with our agriculture, the MEAP program, which is a really standard for the nation, and that's why we push legislation to encourage other states around the Great Lakes to use something at least close to what our MEAP program is in Michigan. It's voluntary, it's worked well, that agriculture has gotten behind and is providing some real benefits.
And that's good stuff, and I greatly appreciate you sharing that with us, and we look forward to the visit to talk about these things, because as you know, agriculture and so forth, an important and integral part of our economy here. As are the Great Lakes, and sometimes they butt heads, if you will, when you have some of these algae blooms, and it can be traced back to, you know, fertilizers and so forth. We have to strike a balance. We have to make sure that we're looking out for our farmers and looking out for our lakes all at the same time. And these are some of the balancing acts that we find ourselves in. But both sides of that equation are important, aren't they?
And they have to work together. And we can't forget the manufacturing entities business that also adds challenges to making sure the environment is kept safe and sound, and we have good organizations working toward that. And then we also have the challenge of municipal wastewater systems. And when we see Lake Erie, some significant pollution and leading to the algae bloom has come from our municipal system. So we've got to make sure that even government steps up to the plate and does what it has to do in providing providing services for their citizens, but also making sure that we protect Great Lakes water resources and our land resources. So it's an all-encompassing problem. There is a reason for regulation, but Steve, you and I both know that we can go overboard and not care for allegedly what we're trying to take care of and hurt others in the process of overregulation. And I think that's been the beauty of what's going on so far with this new administration. The relaxing of unnecessary regulations and the carrying out of the supportive and positive regulation along with taxation in the state as well.
Let's shift gears now and talk about this administration. Obviously, the president having difficulty finding his message coming out of that Helsinki press conference, maligned by the left. Not surprisingly, I don't think there's much this president could do to be embraced by the left. But, you know, I go back and I say, you know, at one side of the equation, I'll use North Korea as an example. A few months ago, the left saying, oh, my God, he's going to get us into the Third World War because he's being too mean to North Korea and too provocative. And then he goes and he sits down with Kim Jong-un. Oh, Donald Trump's too much of a pushover. You know, he's getting taken advantage of. And then he sits and he talks to Putin. He says, well, you know, Putin says he didn't meddle in the elections. Well, that's Trump saying that he doesn't believe his own intelligence community. You know, the guy's trying to figure out how to have a conversation with Russia, because I think we all believe and accept the fact that the Russian-American relationship is at a low tide. I mean, it's at a low watermark right now, not in good place. I'd like to see this president make some headway here and get some positive conversations going with the Russians. But what do you make of all of it?
Well, I think it's a better place than it was before. And why do I say that? Russia knows that we're watching. Russia knows that the full Congress is engaged, as well as the president, in watching what they're doing. They've been outed to the world for the first time. There's been pushback on. You know, Steve, my staff and I were looking at watching the press conference on TV. I said to him right at the beginning, I said, listen to the sound of Trump's voice. The president is hoarse. I hadn't heard that voice even in his rallies. And he also looked tired. And of course, when you've had a week like you've had at NATO, and Putin wasn't there at NATO, our president was, and that was a challenging week as well, stepping up the plate and speaking truth to the powers of the NATO alliance. But then going and having 2.5 hours with Putin, it had to take something out of you. And sure, the language missed some points, but I tell people, while we have to encourage the president to think carefully about what he says, we also have to applaud for the policy and the outcomes that are taking place already around our nation, around the world. And I guess that in the end, that's what really counts. What happens? What is produced as a result of the policies of this administration, the efforts of Congress? And I think we're seeing that Russia, China, and others who are bad actors, who have attempted to steal intelligence from us, as well as our human capital, our intelligence capital.
Sure.
They know we're watching, and they know we're taking action at it now, really for the first time in quite a while.
All right, we're going to hold that thought right there. Congressman Tim Walberg with us here on the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday, as he usually is, often is. This part of the program brought to you by my friends at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. If you're having trouble with the IRS or the state of Michigan and they want to get some money and some penalties and some interest, before you go down that road, get a Michigan guy on your side, Chris McClatcher. He's not some guy at the end of the phone in California or Texas or New York or wherever. He's right here. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Chris McClatcher Fresh Start Tax Solutions button right there. Chris will help you out. Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Find him again at stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.